I Knew What I Had to Do by Joseph Senguba. If I didn't deny the church, I would have to leave my school. I go to a school run by one of the churches in my country. Some time back, I was chosen by my classmates to be our class counselor. One day, as I was planning what to teach, I came across a church booklet about the law of chastity. I decided to teach my classmates about chastity and ask the full-time missionaries for booklets, which I gave out during the lesson. After my lesson, many students wanted to know more about the church, so I taught them and gave them more church materials, including the Book of Mormon. I did not know that this was not approved by the head teacher. One day she called me into her office and asked me which church I went to. When I told her, she asked why I was giving out the church's Bible to the students. I told her that I gave them only to those who asked for them. After a long talk about the church, in which she made it clear that she believed it was not the church of God, she told me, "I know that you have no parents, but I am very sorry. You will have to leave my school because you will convert many of my good students to that church of yours." She told me to choose between the church and my education. She called an assembly and told the school that I was not allowed in school anymore because I belonged to the Mormon church and that any other student following me would have to leave. After the assembly, she asked what I had decided, my church or my education. I felt the Spirit telling me to stand for what I know, that the Lord had restored His true church. I shared my testimony with her as I was leaving. She told me to return the following week to pick up a letter showing that I no longer went to the school. When I came the following week, she had changed her mind. She wasn't making me leave the school anymore. I was very happy, mostly because I had stood for what I knew to be true. This experience taught me to always stand for what we know to be true. The Lord will always be there for us. If I had denied the church, the students would have said that what I was teaching them was not true, but now they know that I know the truth. Joseph Senguba lives in Central Region, Uganda. End of the story, I Knew What I Had to Do. Read by Dason Hawkins.